Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I consider myself lucky to get to work in a multi-generational workforce. That is, I have some coworkers in their late 60s and some others in their mid-20s, with all ages in between. I found a neat resource, a website called Generational Differences, and that's where I got the information for this comment. If you were born before World War II, your generation is called the Traditionalists. Influenced by the Great Depression, shaped by World War II, Traditionalists experienced very hard times, followed by times of prosperity. That generation is followed by the baby boomers, anyone born from the late 40s to the early mid-60s. This group was influenced by the atomic threats of the Cold War, the civil rights movement, Vietnam, and the sexual revolution. Boomers were radicals in the 70s, yuppies in the 80s. Boomers have the distinction of having the highest divorce rate in history. Generation X is anyone born between the mid-1960s to the early 1980s. They were influenced by single-parent families, dual-income families, corporate downsizing. They were the first generation of latchkey kids and the first generation that will not do as well financially as their parents. Millennials, or Generation Y, is anyone born between 1980 and 2000. Millennials grew up in merged families with computers and digital media. Influenced by 9/11, many of them overly scheduled by their parents with schools, sports, and extracurricular activities. This is the group that receives self-esteem awards for coming in fifth. A large part of this website is devoted to generational differences in the workplace. Of course, these are generalizations. They don't fit every person, but they're still interesting considerations. Traditionalists have a strong work ethic and loyalty to their employers. Boomers, like me, value work ethic, but some of us have been downsized or outplaced, you know, laid off, and that can challenge your overall loyalty to a single workplace. Gen Xers look for more balance of their personal life and work life. This can be very frustrating to traditionalists and boomers. We want younger workers to sacrifice, and we want them to enjoy that sacrifice. Younger workers are more likely to want job sharing, flex time, sabbaticals, and other variations of the 40-hour-plus work week. Older workers see these as signs of laziness. In fact, many boomers fear losing their job if they take too much time off. Gen Xers and millennials have a skepticism of authority figures, frustrating to the older workers who think their position and longevity commands respect. Millennials think a person deserves respect for their skills, not their age or longevity. Millennials expect a good salary, even if they're just starting. This makes boomers cringe and makes traditionalists angry. Whippersnappers. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.